You're with Mind Food Radio, and you can hear those on mindfood.com. We welcome to the show Mr. Michael McHugh, Editor-in-Chief of Mind Food Magazine. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And I must say, even though, you know, there's part of your operation that is based in Australia, the fact that this latest edition of Mind Food is celebrating Kiwis is just brilliant.
I know it is. And look, we're very much that Kiwi brand. We started almost 8 years ago. You know, come March next year, it's 8 years, which we can't quite believe, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what else I can't believe, Michael. I can't believe Dan Carter on the front of the magazine.
How good is he? Or as my wife said when I said we've got Dan Carter for the cover, she said, will he be naked? So I had to let her down, you know, with that just huge disappointment. And then someone else, I won't embarrass her, but another female in the office said, will he be wearing his undies? So none of the above, ladies, but it's a great cover shoot. And I have to tell you, he's everything you'd hope Dan Carter to be. He's very humble, down to earth, just a really nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sad there's no underwear, Michael. Just quietly. And he's sponsored by Jockey. What would you expect? No, so what's the idea behind the New Zealand edition? Where did it all come from?
Well, look, about 5 years ago we did one, and it did incredibly well. And we loved pulling it together. So everything was very much Kiwi in terms of finding people that were doing extraordinary things, either on the world stage or locally, that often you never hear about, you know, because there are so many people now that have got PR companies and are being spruced all the time, and we certainly get to see a lot of those people in the media, and we're often, you know, PR companies are always pushing us those people. So for us, we wanted to go completely the other way and find people that were just great Kiwis doing extraordinary things. So there's a wonderful couple in education that are really helping low decile schools. There's a cartoonist, there's an illustrator, you know, just very, very, you know, there's a wonderful hip-hop choreographer who's only 22, and she does, you know, dance videos and stuff for J-Lo. So there's this extraordinary talent in the country, and I think that's what Mind Food does best, is just finding really interesting people to tell stories about them.
I'm always amazed at the depth and breadth of what we do in New Zealand. There's so many unsung people that are just quietly beavering away. They don't ask for any publicity, but they're doing quite incredible things.
And I think the thing that always surprises me is when you meet these people and, you know, you start talking to them, they're so humble, they don't realise what they're creating is actually world class. You know, we've just, Michelle and I have actually just come back from Wellington, and we went to Shelley Bay, and there's a guy there, him and his wife own this little sort of bric-a-brac shop, and he sort of makes rose pots and stuff like this. But he was the nicest guy and so unassuming, and you walk into the shop and it's so creative and so different. And, you know, those people are in every little town, every city in New Zealand. They're just sort of hidden away, these wonderful gems.
Yeah, now I'm going to be speaking to the Mind Food Producer of the Year, who, again, is another one of those people based in a tiny little place called Clareville.
Yeah, well, him and his wife, Mike and Rose, you know, they had this idea, you know, his dad was a baker, and so he obviously learned his apprentice there, and they took a huge, big leap of faith and went out and started their own thing. And as you said, in this tiny little town, and they've now become such a strong part of that community, and their bread and food is just extraordinary. So, yeah, they won, you know, Mind Food's Producer of the Year.
Yay for them. And, you know, he wanted to make Clareville a destination, and it sure is, because you sure as hell wouldn't go to Carterton for much else, would you, Michael?
Wow. Blink and you look, blink and you miss it. And unfortunately, every time I've gone there, it's so cold and bleak and rainy. Mm-hmm. And I know, Carterton, if you're listening, I know it's not always like that, but unfortunately, they're the days I've struck it. But you walk into his bakery, and there's just this beautiful, well, smell, obviously, because it's a bakery, but it's got a lovely energy and feeling to the place.
No, that's great. Well, he's going to be one of my Mind Food radio interviews, along with another wee girl who's an ethical entrepreneur called Bonnie, speaking with her, and, of course, to Michelle McHugh, talking about lots of food stuff. So you're not allowed to talk about food.
God knows I eat enough of it.
Oh, look, me too. Hey, well, congratulations on this fantastic edition of Mind Food. I think it's brilliant that we're celebrating these Kiwis, because we're a pretty cool bunch, aren't we?
Look, we are. And you know what? The thing is, when someone in New Zealand asks for help, there is always someone there to help them. There's always someone there to champion them. And that's one thing I've noticed and really felt about the spirit of Kiwis. I know when Michelle and I started Mind Food, there was one particular tiny little publisher that we always went to ask for advice, for help. You know, what do you think of this idea? What do you think of that? If you put your hand up in this country, people will help.
Well, they will. And I think that's what makes us Kiwis. So, you know, more power to Mindfood for recognising that. So good on you, Michael. Enjoy this month, and hopefully you get some fantastic feedback about the Kiwi edition.
Good stuff. Thanks, Nikki.